Cybersecurity compliance standards are enough to have tech managers' heads spinning. You're monitoring your system, but are you sure you're looking for the right things? When a vulnerability or even an attack occurs, everyone's got to have the same understanding. Dorian Kojus is co-founder of the United Compliance Framework. We talked about the compliance understanding gap between agencies and contractors.
The 800-pound gorilla right now is cybersecurity, as everybody knows. Part of the contracting process also, as well, is everybody needs to talk about continuous monitoring. And then in the contracting process, before you get there, it's the comparison of the authority documents and compliance list that the federal agency has to follow, measured against what the contractors have to follow. It's that tying, that measuring between the two, that comparison, almost like a Venn diagram, if you will, between what the federal agency is being required to follow and then what they're mandating that each of these contractors follow. That's the big, I think, transformative thing in contracts today.
Okay, does this relate to also the whole supply chain issue where contractors are expected to be responsible for what it is that goes into their products if, in fact, it's a tangible hardware type of product?
Absolutely. When the federal government mandates, hey, this is what you have to follow for compliance rules, it's not just the direct third party, but it's all of the third parties of that third party. So it's the supply chain ad infinitatum. What you don't want is you don't want the federal agency saying, hey, we're going to go build thermal night vision goggles, and we're going to assign this to somebody in New Jersey, but then have New Jersey accidentally assigning the building of those things out to somebody in China. I don't think the Army would really like the fact that a foreign government was building our night vision goggles. So when you're doing supply chain management, when you're doing supply chain contracting, the federal agency has to state, here are the authority documents and the common controls between them that we mandate you and everyone in the supply chain follow.
Okay, so getting back to the other issues of cybersecurity and continuous monitoring of networks, government agencies are under a mandate from the Office of Management and Budget and so forth to have monitoring in place and continuous diagnostics and mitigation in place. How does that extend to contractors? Explain a little bit more about that.
The contractors have to do the same thing. And not only do the contractors have to monitor their own systems, but the contractors have to monitor where their subcomponents, and then even if there's conflict minerals, down to the where the materials are coming on in. So you have to have continuous monitoring at the federal level. You have to have the continuous monitoring of systems at the supply chain level, and you have to have continuous monitoring of where products are coming from at the subcomponent and materials level.
And so you mentioned the issue of materials that come from places that are banned because of labor practices or so forth. So that also now includes not only those materials, but also the human trafficking aspect. So there's several new layered compliance requirements that have come in from Congress on federal contracting.
Absolutely. Even to how you're going to monitor and pay for your security forces and how you're going to report, if any, rights abuses. We call these things triggering events. And the biggest thing that the contractors don't understand and that they have to understand is they have to go back to that original authority document list that gives them that common control suite that tells them, hey, guys, this is what you have to monitor for. You have to do certain things when other things happen. You have to know what the triggering events are that you're looking for so that when they happen, you can report them, so that when they happen, you can take action on them. And if you don't know what you're looking for, you're not going to spot them, and you're going to be out of compliance and out of security and out of everything else and shoot out of money very fast.
Okay, so it's one thing to put those requirements into a contract, but then you can't simply expect that it will happen. What are some strategies for making sure that contractors do follow all of those compliance requirements?
The first thing is, and I know I harp this a lot, it's begin with a common language so that you know what you're asking them to do. So that when you say, I want you to look for N, and you're going to be looking for N with this type of monitoring system, because we're going to come down and we're going to spot check that, you've got to know what N is. You've got to know that it's a shared thing so that when you're saying, yeah, I want a camera facing east, east is looking at the same thing that you think it's looking at. So you are taking your requirements and you're going down there and you're checking that your requirements and their language for your requirements are the same thing. So that when you're testing that monitoring system, you're both looking for the same thing. That's what a lot of people miss. They'll say, I want you to configure this system this way to check for these vulnerabilities. And if they're not sharing exact language with that, if they're not passing a shorthand element with the same data dictionary, with the same common controls, with the same configuration setup, and then the same reporting, they end up looking for two different things. So Joe says, hey, I've configured my system, and it's secure from vulnerabilities. I've been continuously monitoring it all day long. And then you look at the list, and you say, Joe, you missed 47 things. And Joe's answer is always, well, you didn't tell me. That's what I see most of the time. So continuous monitoring only works if you have a shared language and a shared dictionary of items that you're monitoring for. And then you can say, here are the triggering events, whether they're triggering events of people things happening, whether the trigger events of materials coming in, whether the triggering events of looking for fake components and fake subcomponents. You have to set up that continuous monitoring to follow the same language all the way on through from that federal agency all the way down to that subcontractor.
We're speaking with Dorian Kogis. He is the founder of United Compliance. And so who actually does this? It's easy to say to a contractor, you know, assign someone to bird dog this and make sure it happens. Who does that from the federal side? Is it the contracting officer's representative? Is it someone in the CISO office? I mean, who does this?
The who does this is really hard to answer because it's different people in different offices. It's the contractor, it's the CISO side, it's the people working for them. You have to assign roles in the organization. And that's another thing that we try to impart to people. When we run the Unified Compliance Framework, we map different roles to each of the controls that are out there and the monitoring of those controls. And you define the role so that when you put people in and you swap people around, at least the role stays the same and they know what the role tells them to do. So you can put anybody into the role as long as they understand the role. And so you have to define roles and assign them to each of these controls so that you can come on in and say, okay, so the title for the guy doing the monitoring on the federal end is this. What's the title for the guy following this role at your end? And we'll just match up the titles of those people as long as we can have a common definition of roles between us.
Yeah, so really your theme here, I guess, and it is through this United Compliance Framework that you offer, what I'm hearing is assurance that you are speaking the same language in all aspects of the requirement and of the operationalizing of it.
Absolutely. It's not just the speaking of the language. It's then, as you were pointing out earlier, it's then the holding the people's feet to the fire for all of those things. Because the speaking of the language is the first part. And that's what the Unified Compliance Framework gives them, is it gives them that language to say, here's the continuity between us. And now what you need is you need the language then between the various tools that you're going to use to do it. Any of the GRC tools that are out there, the Secure Configuration Management tools, the Incident and Event Management tools, that use the UCF, and it's about 80 to 90% of them now, they then can use that same shorthand. Kind of like, you know, the comedians would tell the joke, they all got to know each other so much, so, you know, one would stand up and say, 42, and they'd all laugh because they knew what the joke was. Well, we give that same unified language to the GRC tool so that you can pass that information back and forth, and that in continuous monitoring is the most important part. You have to have a configuration management tool. You have to have an event management tool or process that is then looking at and saying, ah, I saw triggering event number 42 happen, and then have everybody along that chain, that reporting chain, that GRC chain, the dashboard chain going back up to that federal person saying, hey, there was a problem down there. There's a red flag down there, and have them all know the same thing.
And when they hear that 42, then they won't fall down laughing, but they'll take some action and make sure it doesn't keep happening.
Exactly. It's completely the opposite. Oh, crap, 42 is not a good thing. Now we now know that we have to do things and we have to enact mitigation plans immediately.
And briefly, the Unified Compliance Framework, is this something that is a cloud-based application? Do you buy it? Do you rent it? How does that all work?
Funny enough, we have a brand new tool coming out for people called commoncontrolshub.com, plural, all one word, commoncontrolshub.com. You can do a lot of this for free. This is part of the thing that we wanted to give back. We wanted to give back a portal where people can come on in and they could scope the authority documents have to follow. Our system will then define the common controls, and then we give them a simple portal to maintain. But underneath it is the Unified Compliance Framework language then that can be shared between all of the GRC tools that are out there already doing that, all of the Secure Configuration Management tools doing that, and all of the SIEM tools doing that. So 99% of the time, they're going to go on out there and they're going to pick a GRC tool. And you can ask that vendor, hey, does this have the UCF framework in it? And they're going to get a yes. So they're covered. But what we wanted to do with this new offering is give them a simple and easy way up front to scope their compliance framework. And that was a big missing part.